Well, we've had some cold temperatures at night, even in the mornings now. But the snow's been long gone from Catamount ski area. But that doesn't mean that Catamount isn't hopping with activity, because they are. They've got, of course, the Catamount Aerial Adventure Park. And that, by the way, I do believe has an opening date set for June the 8th. With us right now is Rich Edwards from Catamount. Rich, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about your transition from winter to summer and the activities that you have that go on at the Aerial Adventure Park.
We're starting our 11th season operating the Aerial Park. And we have 12 self-guided courses. The largest self-guided aerial park in the Northeast. Of the 12 courses, 9 courses are challenge courses, and 3 of the courses are zipline courses.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the. First of all, you're opening up, and what your hours are going to be from when you open up.
Pre-summer schedule is weekends through the end of June, and so we'll go daily starting Saturday the 22nd through Labor Day. The park is closed on Tuesdays, so Wednesday through Monday we'll be operating the aerial park.
And that starts on June 22nd. Up until then, you're only going to be open on weekends.
That's correct. The 8th and the 9th and the 15th and 16th.
Well,
and then we'll go into our daily schedule on the 22nd.
So you've got basically a bunch of different courses and ways where people of varying degrees can participate on these courses, right?
That's correct. There's different levels of ability that we can accommodate, and the 9 climbing courses are separated by color. So we have yellow, green, blue, and black courses, and the easier courses, which are the yellows and the greens, the bridges that people are climbing on are more stable than the bridges on the more difficult courses. They're all secure, but they have less movement under your feet than the more challenging courses. And people offset that instability with balance and agility. The more difficult the course is, people will have to have better balance and agility. You don't need to be a bodybuilder to complete these courses. You just need to think your way through the bridges, and to see what the bridges might do as far as movement when you step on planks or rolling logs or cables, and you try and think your way through the course so that you're in balance and you're not struggling so much to stay in balance.
All right, now for people that are going to come to your park that have never been to the Aerial Adventure Park, is there a registration time where they should get there each day when they're coming, and do they need to sign any forms, or is there anything like that?
That's a good question. Yeah, we do have waiver forms, so people can complete their waiver forms in advance on our website, and that's catamountski.com. And they would go to our summer page for the Aerial Adventure Park. And there's a tab right on the front page of the Adventure Park site that directs them right to the online waiver. If they don't complete a waiver, they can complete at the mountain when they get here. Reservations are highly recommended, and they can make those reservations in advance, online or by phone.
Now, your courses basically are designed for basically anybody from 7 and up, except you do have minimum height and maximum weight restrictions, right?
That's correct. 265 pounds is our weight limit, and the height minimum, I believe, is 48 inches.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the zip lines. Are the zip lines probably the most? I'm going to be speaking as a layperson here. Are the zip lines or the bridges? Which is the most popular?
People, they like both. I think what gets people back to Catamount every year are the challenge courses. The zip lines are fun, but what they talk about most are the challenging bridges that they've crossed and what their strategy was, and they feel good about that. Feels confidence and encouragement amongst friends, and that's what I think is most memorable. The zip lines are more of a reward throughout the courses, and the zip line courses, those are a lot of fun. But as I said, I think what people remember the most are the different bridges that they crossed and how they performed. That's what they speak about most.
We're speaking with Rich Edwards. Catamount, the Aerial Adventure Park, is set to open up weekends and then full-time on June 22nd. And I guess that would make sense because you go on the zip line, it's exhilarating and it's fun, but on the challenge, the bridges, you can continue to improve time after time when you come back.
That's right. And because we have 12 courses, many people, they don't get to experience all 12 courses in one visit. Our session, which they buy a ticket for, is a three-hour session. We add a half an hour for safety demonstration and park usage demonstration. And in a three-hour session, most people can do four or five courses. And that would complete their three-hour session generally. So when they do come back another time, they can do other courses. They're not repeating the same ones. Some people like to go back to the same ones because they want to do better on the particular course that they may have had trouble with. And they have a different plan when they do the course a second time. And that's what's fun about the park here at Catamount is the variety. The challenges that they weren't successful at their first time around, they have a better plan this time, and they feel good about the accomplishment.
Once again, the Aerial Adventure Park is going to be open weekends only, June 8th, but then starting on June 22nd, the hours are going to be from 10 to 6, and that's going to be the full-time opening. And, of course, if people want more information, how to get the to registration and everything like that on the web, it's still catamounttrees.com?
Catamounttrees.com or catamountski.com.
All right, Rich, much success for a great summer, and won't be long before we're talking to you about skiing again.
Yes, that would be great. We look forward to that. And before that, I just want everyone to be aware that the Catamount Zip Tour Adventure will be opening midsummer. And we'll be offering the longest zip line in America.
In America?
500 feet long.
5,500 feet long?
That's correct.
Wow. All right, and that's going to be opening in midsummer.
That's correct, yes. And they can find out more information at catamountski.com.
All right, Rich, thanks for joining us again.
You're welcome. Thank you, Marshall.